going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And we're going to talk about it right now with Ryan Hollins, who joins us on the River Islands Guest Line. As all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands Guest Line, isn't time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop. Ryan, good morning. How you doing, man?
Good morning. How you doing? Doing good.
Doing great. It's a little windy out here, but we'll power through. Allergies. This is our flu game today for Joe Shasky and Joe Spadoni, myself. Your takeaways from game one, I want to get into, Ryan, because I think a lot of us felt heading into this series, like it's obviously going to be the grizzled veterans, the experience against the young guys, the big size and the athleticism of one Houston Rockets team. Ime Udoka, obviously, instilling that physical mindset. And for a second there, it thought maybe, just maybe, the Rockets could pull this thing out. The Warriors blow a 23-point lead. And all of a sudden, it's just like, oh, God, here we go again for Warriors fans. Warriors hang on. Big buckets from Jimmy Butler, Moses Moody, Draymond Green layup from a Pajemski save, all of that. What were your initial thoughts after game one? And how big and massive is this game two for Houston to just try to stay alive in this series?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The season is on the line tonight for Houston. I don't think, not that it's impossible, but with the youth, you know, no one wants to be staring at 0-2, and even more so with a young team confidence. They don't know how to win in the playoffs. They're still learning that. So once they get that win, they can go, oh, this is how it feels. This is what it looks like. But I'm extremely optimistic for tonight. Houston actually did a lot of things well in that last game. And I'm going to give you one thing that really stands out for me. What really stands out for me is that Houston was able to be physical. If Golden State was more physical and they won that battle, I think Houston ends up with 20 offensive rebounds, I'd be extremely concerned. And that's a huge part of why they struggled in that second quarter. But because they were able to win the rebounding battle and be physical and do elements of what they do well, I think there's a huge chance for Houston to win this game tonight. Obviously, you know, it came down to having a Steph Curry, not having a Steph Curry. I think, what was it, about 9 points that he hits with 5 seconds left on the clock. You play excellent defense. So the hard play, the work is there. And then Houston, I think, missed 9 free throws. And then on top of missing 9 free throws, you know, you end up turning the basketball over, you know, a costly 10 or more so times. And, like, there are a couple, 4 or 5 were bad turnovers. So, obviously, with the physical play, some of that is going to be there. But you're going to have to work through that. But the free throws are controllable in that Houston was physical and had some success there. I do feel a little bit more confident.
Well, then I'm looking at it from Houston's perspective because I agree with you on the physicality. I mean, we were actually just discussing it before you came on. You know, I think that the psychological and, you know, physical warfare, if you will, between Şengün and Dylan and Draymond and just the way Ime Udoka coaches, it feels like he's bringing a physical element from the sidelines. You can almost feel it permeating through the television. And that's got to be a big part of their game plan today. I'm going old school on you. I feel like if I was part of the Rockets, I would definitely be cranking up the physical intensity.
Yeah, that's something that you got to assume you're absolutely going to see. It really paid off. And again, you got to assume Steve Kerr may go double big. You know, he threw out Post and Draymond, but he may have to go Draymond and Looney for Steven Adams. But Houston was really, really good on the boards. Now, again, Houston had extremely poor spacing, which really hurt their offense. At times, you had 2 and 3 guys cutting to the basket at the same time. They're playing hard, but they weren't using their heads. Now you want to get a mix of both, and I believe that's really going to pay off. So you're right. The physicality was good. Obviously, expect Golden State to look to match that. Now, here's the thing when you play the Warriors. Game 2 is going to be nothing like we saw in Game 1. And I'm expecting a big wrinkle. Hey, he may come out and just say, you know what? We're zoning this thing up. We're zoning up. Beat us from the outside. Show us that you can do it. So I expect adjustments from C. Kerr. And for Houston, the way you play through the adjustments when you're young, physical play, toughness, those are the things that you can control. So for Houston, I do feel a lot more confident in the controllables, how hard we play, how hard those guys play, going out and making free throws, which is something that's very controllable. And a lot of those elements could end up paying off in a Houston win. And at the end of the day, I'll throw this out from Golden State standpoint, that Jimmy Butler is really good. I think he's playing 40 minutes and he's pacing himself through those 40 minutes. But Jimmy still doesn't look as comfortable as you'd expect in a Golden State uniform. Doesn't quite look like Jimmy Butler. I don't think he has a problem deferring, but he's not the Jimmy that we've seen. Not to say that's not in there, but I don't know if they can win with him not being at 100%. Right now, he's at 80 to 90. There are moments where he takes over. Looks like he's looking to be more of a facilitator than score. And then kind of he's saying, hey, after everything's settled down, then I'll score the basketball. Definitely smart move to play through Steph. But I don't know if that's Jimmy being the best version of Jimmy. And we'll see what that looks like tonight. Now, Jimmy comes into play, I don't think that's something that that Houston's really qualified for.
Talking with Ryan Hollins here on the Morning Roast, Spadoni and Chasky, Rockets TV color analyst, 10-year NBA vet, And Ryan, is it just as simple for the Rockets tonight? Can you just make some open shots? Right. I mean, I saw Fred VanVleet. I think he's just still missed one. I saw the ball just skip past here over on Kearney. 4 of 19 for him, 2 of 13 from beyond the arc. Jalen Green, 3 of 15. I mean, is it as simple as just knocking down some shots? And from game one to that point, how much was that from the Warriors defense? And how much was that just on the Rockets just missing open looks?
It was absolutely both. To knock down shots, you got to get open shots. And Houston's spacing was horrible. Golden State's one of the better defensive teams in the NBA. They do an unbelievable job of keeping the ball in front of them. And because they keep the ball in front of them, what happens is, you know, it's really hard for you to manufacture offense. Now, Golden State, again, they're physical on the perimeter. They really square you off, and it's a unique style to play against. So, you know, let's give Golden State the credit they absolutely deserve defensively. If the spacing is better, Houston can get flow. And there was no flow to the game. It was interesting. That first half was as physical as I've seen a game allowed from the referees. And they really looked to clean that thing up in the second half. But in the meanwhile, it was a tough watch. I mean, there was a lot going on there in that game. So, again, we'll see if the referees continue to allow that style of play. And again, hats off to Golden State, because while Houston won the physicality inside, the outside physicality was absolutely won by Golden State.
Can you elaborate on why you think Jimmy Butler's not playing well? Because you kind of threw that in there, and it kind of stunned me, because I feel like he's played really well the last three games. Why did you say that?
I didn't say Jimmy played bad. I said Jimmy doesn't look comfortable. The Jimmy Butler as a 1A, Jimmy Butler as a 1B is really good, but I think there's moments where he can even look for his shot more. It's not that Jimmy played bad at all. I think Jimmy's doing an unbelievable job trying to fit in and trying to do the things necessarily for the team to win. But I think for big, big success for Golden State, he's going to have to be even more aggressive. And again, he does. He's a great defender. He knows how to fit in. He knows how to cut. But he's playing within the offense. And Jimmy's a loud personality. He's got a loud game. And I'm not saying that right now. It's not that saying that he's playing bad. But I still think with this trade happening mid-season, he's trying to figure out how to be the best version of himself within it. And obviously, you can never go wrong deferring to Steph. Facilitating, getting guys open looks. You've seen the immediate impact. He's absolutely made the team better. But for elite levels, I think Jimmy's got to be Jimmy. And I'm not necessarily seeing that right now. So
no, it's fair.
Don't take it out of context. Don't take it out of context that he's playing bad. But we've seen 50-point triple-double Jimmy in the NBA Finals. You understand?
No, I hear you. And that's why I asked for an elaboration. I just wanted to hear your point of view. So final, let's say 5 minutes of a game. And this is obviously – There's no context to how well someone's playing or foul trouble. But if you're from the Rockets' point of view, who would you rather have the ball in their hands? Or I guess who would you rather not have the ball in their hands, Jimmy or Steph?
Oh, Steph. Steph can't touch it. I mean, Steph hit a shot. Fellas, those shots that Steph hits, you God bless him. You say your prayers, and, like, he you saw it in the Olympics. Guys, you've seen it over and over again. Like, he's the guy, like, with Fudge, I don't know another person on this planet that can hit the shots that he hits. Like, it was near-perfect defense. All I can say is, like, 5 seconds, go trap him. I might give up, like, a contested three or two to somebody else. Like, he's shown, like, that was what he did. That's out of this world. It was out of this world, and you guys are like numb to it, like, oh, it's Steph. No, it's crazy.
I don't think we are, actually, because, like, quite frankly, we feel like we've seen every shot he's ever hit, and even the one the other day was like, you got to be kidding
me. Well, even Jimmy Butler on the TNT broadcast, Ryan, they panned Jimmy Butler after Steph made that shot that Kevin Harlan on the broadcast said geometrically that shouldn't have been possible. And Jimmy looked around like, well, this guy's my teammate. Oh, this is a lot better than Max Strus and Gabe Vincent. All due respect to those guys out in Miami. Ryan Hollins with us here, Rockets TV color analyst, 10-year NBA vet. All right, Ryan, ultimately, who wins this game tonight and why?
I think Houston wins it. This is still a really deep, really tough basketball club. I think they're gonna outwork them. I think they will settle down. The one thing about being young is the only thing that they can do is get better. And you can shore up things like free throws. So I do believe that Houston wins this game. Now for Golden State, they're playing with house money. And if I don't think of anything about Steve Kerr, Steve Kerr is going to be thinking about the long game. And one thing Steve Kerr is going to do is this game kind of gets out of hand, play 10, 11 deep, rest his guys and say, see you in Golden State. But they're not deep enough to really go to war. And if this thing gets to a point where they're down 10 or 15, I don't see Kerr pushing it out. I see him kind of resting and saying, no, we'll see you up in the Bay. And I think there would be wisdom behind that. So there's a real potential that they could concede this. I don't want to say concede this game, but if it gets too far, he says, like I said, I'll see you later.
Real quick, one more to squeeze you in here, Ryan, because a conversation that's been dominated from our airwaves all the time has been Jonathan Kuminga being a DNP. And it's like, oh, Jonathan Kuminga, his stock is falling since the Jimmy Butler trade, and he's trying to get paid this summer, and there's so much baked into the conversation. When you previewed this series, were you looking as Jonathan Kuminga as a potential X factor for the Warriors, or were you not even paying attention to him when it came to the matchups?
It could be the reason that Golden State loses this series, because they're going to get beat up inside. And what's crazy is Kuminga's like a rocket killer. He's really good against Houston. With all due respect, he's probably played his last game as a Warrior. I can't see him coming back. I think there are emotions involved, and what he's essentially told, Steve Kerr has told the front office, is that I don't want him here. I don't want him here. He's not going to be here. I'm not playing him. I don't trust him. This is when you put your guys on the floor. Now, it's his credit. He's very young. He's talented. And, this is a series where you would need Kuminga with his size and athleticism to match the athletes of Houston. You got Amin Thompson flying in, Tari Eason flying in, Jabari Smith Jr., and he fits that mold. He can match up with those guys. Now, who I was surprised by is Quentin Post. Post was really darn good, man. I thought he had really good possessions, played hard, threw his body around and did things. But if I'm another team, I'm in hot pursuit of Kuminga this offseason. And for Golden State, they probably just say, let's give me some picks back. Give me something that I can work with.
Hey, Ryan, good stuff, man. We really appreciate it. Good luck on the broadcast tonight, and we'll do it again soon.
All right, anytime, guys.
Thank you. Goes. That is Ryan Hollins, Rockets TV color analyst, 10-year NBA vet. He had a lot there.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, we got to run a business and we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because I think most of us, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun. but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.